What are the sufferings you still struggle with? What helps you deal with them, and why do you think you still struggle with those sufferings despite following the precepts in the Eightfold Path? Well, the sufferings that I still struggle with are greed, hatred, and delusion. Not necessarily in that order, but and its various manifestations. I think one of the things that is commonly acknowledged is that in monastic life, where we've kind of greatly reduced our experiences in the sense realms and the temptations that come to us within sense desire, that the sufferings that we often still struggle with in monastic life are attachment to views and opinions. I can still see those surge up in my mind at times. And the reason that I would say probably all of us here, almost all of us here, struggle with these is because they're very, very entrenched, and it's what keeps us all in samsara over and over and over again. And that completely eliminating them is, of course, you know, the end result and what we would call liberation, complete liberation. And it takes a long time. Even following the precepts of a monastic form, you know, which is about as, you know, tight a container as you can have, learning the Eightfold Path, actually learning the Eightfold Path and fully realizing it are very different things. This is not a overnight kind of endeavor. This is a least lifetime endeavor for most people. For many of us, it will be, or has been, and or will be, a multi-lifetime path, just because we've all been doing this and reinforcing it and living it, living the lives of greed, hatred, and delusion from an inconceivable beginning, is the way that the Buddha puts it. We cannot possibly conceive of how long, how many lifetimes and eons that we've been involved rolling around in all of this and reinforcing the mental habits, the mental leanings that keep us going with our suffering. But with diligence and good effort, we can break that cycle. We can break that pattern. And just knowing that is, and feeling quite quite inspired by the Buddha's teachings, because the little bits that I have been able to realize and put into practice and experience gives me a sense of faith that this is the way to let it all drop, if I can just hang in there and not get overwhelmed. And so can you.